Oh, come on. That move's totally cheap. How did you even do that? Ugh, this is the third time in a row. I'm usually better at this. Ugh, whatever. I'm done with this game. You want something to drink? I've got that fancy root beer you like. So, how's that girl from your literature class? Sarah, right? Didn't you say we were gonna ask her out? Oh, you did ask her? And she said yes? That's, great. Really great. When's the, big date? Friday. Cool. Dinner and a movie. Classic. Very original. Just don't wear that horrible blue shirt with the pocket stain. You know what I'm talking about. Here's your root beer. So, what is it about Sarah that you like so much? I mean, she seems kind of, I don't know, basic. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean it like that. I'm sure she's nice. It's just... never mind. What about that history project? You started it yet? It's due next week. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I haven't started either. Actually, is she really your type? Sarah, I mean. She seems so girly with all that makeup and those frilly dresses. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with being girly. It's just different from... different from me, I guess. You know what? I've been thinking about dating too. There's this guy in my chemistry class, Jason. He keeps asking me to study together. What? Why do you look surprised? You don't think I can get a date? Oh, you just never heard me talk about him before. Well, that's because... honestly, there is no Jason. Or there is, but he's never asked me out. I just made that up. This is stupid. I'm being stupid. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Totally fine. That's your phone. Sarah? What does she want? Can I see? Oh, wow. She looks nice. Really pretty. I need to use the bathroom. I'll be right back. Pull it together, Alex. What is wrong with you? So anyway, about Friday, I was thinking we could have our usual movie night here, but I guess I'll be busy with Sarah now. No, it's fine. Just don't worry about it. Not like we have some sacred tradition or anything. It's just movies. Yeah. Have you noticed that we hang out like 4 times a week? That's a lot, right? More than normal friends probably do. Yeah, I guess we have been friends forever. But still, sometimes I wonder if... nothing. Just thinking out loud. Oh, did I tell you I made the varsity basketball team? Coach finally moved me up. Thanks. I was hoping you would come to my first game next week, but I guess if you and Sarah hit it up on Friday, you might be busy with her instead. Really? Even if you have a second date with Sarah? That's... thanks. That means a lot. We've known each other a long time, huh? Sometimes I forget just how long. Oh my god, remember when we were like 10 and we made that pact that if we were both still single at 30, we'd just marry each other? We were so dramatic. You were convinced you'd be married at 25 with a house and 2 kids. Can I ask you something? Have you ever... I don't know. Thought about dating someone you're already friends with? I mean, there are advantages, right? You already know, you get along. You know all about each other. No need for that awkward get-to-know-you phase. No reason. No reason, just something I was thinking about. Hypothetically. Sarah again. What does she want now? You know what? This is driving me crazy. I can't do this anymore. I've been sitting here for the past hour trying to be normal and supportive, but I just can't. What's wrong? What's wrong is that you're going on a date with Sarah on Friday, and I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Because I'm jealous, okay? I'm jealous of Sarah and any other girl who gets to go on dates with you when I'm just a tomboy best friend who plays video games with you and tells you all about your crushes. And I've been telling myself for years that that's all we could ever be because you're my best friend and I was terrified of ruining that. But the thought of you with someone else is making me physically sick. And I know that's selfish and unfair, but I can't help it. Please say something. I don't know, forever maybe? Or at least a long time? I just didn't want to admit it to myself. It was easier to pretend these feelings weren't there. Look, I understand if this makes things weird between us. And if you still want to go on that date with Sarah, I get it. She's pretty and feminine and everything I'm not. Wait, what? You're not gonna go? You've had feelings for me too? For how long? Are you serious? All this time? Why didn't you say anything? So we've both been feeling the same way and too scared to say anything. God, we're so stupid. Think of all the time we've wasted. So, what happens now? A date? A real date? Not just hanging out like we always do? Yes, I mean, yes, I like that a lot. But just so you know, this doesn't mean I'll start wearing dresses and makeup all the time. You're still getting the same tomboy you've always known. Really? You like me just as I am? See, this is why I fell for you. You always let me be exactly who I am. Wait, you need to text Sarah back. Tell her you can't make it Friday after all. What are you gonna tell her? That you just realized you've been in love with your best friend? That's a bit blunt, don't you think? Sorry, something important came up. Brain check? That works too, I guess. So, should we go back to playing video games, or... This is happening. I've thought about this moment so many times, but now that it's actually happening, I have no idea what to do. I love you. Not just as my best friend, although you are that too. But I'm in love with you. And it's terrifying and amazing all at once. You love me too? We really are the worst at timing, aren't I? All these years. You know what, though? I wouldn't change anything. Because all those years of being friends first, of really knowing each other, that makes it so much better. But I'm still going to destroy your video games and basketball. Being in love with you doesn't mean I'll go easy on you. Thank you for seeing me. The real me. Not just the tomboy on the outside, but the girl who's been falling for her best friend for longer than she was willing to admit. Now, are we gonna kiss or are you just gonna have me standing here all night? I thought so. I think maybe you should go back to playing video games. Come on, show me how you do that combo thing again. Yeah, no, just sit down. Just grab the controller. Do your thing. Come on. What? Oh, sorry. Was I kissing your neck? Oh, I didn't realize. Is it bad? Should I stop or? Oh. Oh, what's this between your legs, huh? No. You keep playing. Keep explaining that combo to me. Keep talking. You're not gonna come already, are you? Come for me. That's very interesting. How did you even keep talking through that? That's crazy.